From your World News headquarters on the World Wide Web, it's time for your daily dose of sanity. This is the Maria Heller Show. Maria Heller is a published author, founder of the Universal Wheel, a lifestyle and philosophy based on our interconnectedness to all living things, a Reiki master, and delivers the news with spiritual views. How many intuitive news decoders, animal rights activists, and vegetarian broadcasters are there? Just one. Maria. Maria has provided independent news for a smart audience for over 13 years now on the Maria Heller Show, available at maria.net.
M-E-R-I-A.net.
And now, here is your host, the mouth that roars, Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to 2014. The year is actually a seven. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about what the number seven or seventh house means for everybody, since that's being promoted on social media. And welcome to Stars Are Us. How cool is this? My first show of the year is going to be the astrology show, and we will be looking at an overview of the upcoming year, and of course, what to expect this month. So you're going to want to stay tuned. My guest and co-host and friend, Joseph Anthony. He's a fabulous astrologer. If you're not familiar with his work, get over to planetswithin.com. First of the year is a good time to get a reading. It's also a good time to get your progress chart done. So without further ado, let me say good morning to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Maria, and Happy New Year to you and everyone listening.
Well, yeah, let's hope it's a better year than last year, because last year was FUBAR from beginning to end.
Oh, yes, it was, and that's what transformation's all about, you know, looking at everything and saying, I don't want any more of this, we need to change over here, and we need to let go of this, and we have to become more aware of that, and so on and so forth, and that's exactly what last year was. And we'll get into 2014. But Maria, I hate to tell you, this is going to be almost a mirror image of 2013, but with more passion. Okay.
Oh, does that mean I'm going to curse
with
more?
With more passion.
2013 redo, just more passionate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there may be more major changes from what I see here coming, and you couldn't ask for a better alignment than having a powerful new moon on the 1st of January on the new year, the day that we start everything off. And if this sets the tone, this is going to set the tone for the next couple of months. And as you know, I've been talking about the first 4 months of 2014 being very powerful. Mm-hmm. Because we have some amazing alignments that are occurring with almost a high point in April. April the 20th, to be exact. So, you know, we could get into that and we could talk about...
That's pretty interesting, Joe. You said we'd have a high point on April 20th, and all I thought of was a high point on 420. My mind must be with Colorado today.
Yeah, okay.
Where those people now actually can just go into any liquor store and buy marijuana, something that, Uruguay has put us to shame on. So my mind is traveling in strange places. I wonder if that's in my astrology today.
Well, it probably is. If you noticed, the energy is amped up today as we speak because we have this powerful new moon and we have five planets in Capricorn. Mm. Now, Capricorn's associated with doing, achieving, accomplishing, being organized, being very meticulous. But Pluto is also playing a major role in this. And so what we're feeling right now is this need to organize, this need to put together our thoughts, this need to get everything accomplished. It's almost like the pressure is on in a sense. Mm-hmm. And this is what Capricorns feel most of the time. So you Capricorns out there, I know you're half a Capricorn too, Maria. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to set the tone for this month. But not only that, this month we have three lunations. We have two new moons. And in the middle of that, we have a full moon in Cancer, the passionate side of Cancer. So this is going to be a very interesting month. Mm-hmm. So when I say this is going to be more passion this year, we're going to start it off with the first month of the year. Well, we'll see this passion. We'll sense this passion.
Right.
We'll sense this determination, to want to go forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things, I'm sure you've seen it because I know you posted it as well, is the solar flip. And I think a lot of people are under the impression that if the sun flips, which tends to be kind of normal for it, that everything on Earth is just going to burn to a crisp. What does the solar flip really mean?
Well, it means that the energy is shifting, okay? It's like if you took two magnets and you started playing with them and, you know, opposites are attracting and the two like sides are repelling. It's just a magnetic shift. And like you said, it does happen all the time. Now, I'm not a scientist. I don't study astrophysics, but common sense tells me if the sun is shifting polarities, don't you think it's going to affect the other planets in some way?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's what we're up against. So
right.
This year, this coming year, look for more natural, I don't want to say disasters, but weather changes that are going to affect us.
All right. We'll call them weather alerts. You know, here, I know you're probably living at the same altitude I am in Arizona. And I don't remember, Joe, if you were in Sedona last year at this time, but I was here in the White Mountains last year at this time. This has been the absolute mildest December ever up here. I mean, we've been hitting like 60 degrees during the day here and sunshine, except for the chemtrails. Do you think that has anything to do with what's going on with the sun?
Absolutely. Well, let's face it, you know, our seasons are based on how far away the Earth is, you know, because of its orbit and its tilt. So if the magnetic fields are going to repel the Earth a little bit more or attract a little bit more, it just makes common sense to me that it's going to affect our weather in some way.
Uh-huh.
But I will just continue to say this over and over again. When they're not spraying the chemtrails, there's almost a euphoric feeling that comes over me. And I'm sure many of your listeners and yourself are feeling it. Am I right, Maria?
Absolutely. But, you know, they had a high alert for Phoenix again today. And I noticed that those high pollution alerts happened the day after the heavy spraying. Because, you know, we got away with a couple of days here with no spraying. I actually thought, wow, I should go out and film the blue sky because they're less rare than chemtrails. But it just seems that every time they spray, that's when, you know, when the air gets really filthy and, you know, they give you the warning, stay indoors, kids shouldn't play outside, no burn. And there's really no cause for that.
Absolutely. And I've been in Phoenix this past month. I think I've been there 2 months out of the month. I mean, 2 weeks out of the month. So I was definitely down there and I saw them spraying early in the morning, mm-hmm. Especially over by the airport. And it's disheartening, to be honest with you, when you see this stuff. And I totally agree with you. What happens is they spray this garbage into the air. And since we're in between mountains and I know the dust is coming up and the pollution and so on and so forth, it almost keeps everything in place. It's like this giant cloud of smog sitting over Phoenix, much like, you know, in L.A. County there in California.
Right.
So, yes, I agree with you. It is an issue. But again, and this came to me a few years ago, that the reason they're spraying, not just because of mind manipulation, because that's what Edward Snowden suggested, that it was really controlling the frequency, but it's also about blocking the sun's energy.
Mm-hmm.
If the sun is going into some sort of pole shift, and it's bringing in more sunlight and radiation, which is positive, you know, in a sense that we need that photon light, that energy, and it's making us feel happier
mm-hmm.
and euphoric for the
reason. I can't have that.
That's right.
in a planet where the entire field we're in is all built with fear and negative thoughts, you know, can't have sunshine. And, you know, they've tried to talk people out of being in the sun. You know, I'm thinking about, I don't know whether it's available enough for everybody yet, but I'm reading David Icke's latest book, Perception Deception. And he talks about how they've convinced us that the sun is no good for us, you know. And basically, you know, he agrees with me in the book where he says, you know, it's really the sunscreen that people are using that's giving them the skin cancer. So, you know, interesting days indeed. Getting back to the astrology for the year, you talk about a clash of the Titans this year being really big. Do you want to talk about who are these two Titans and what is this portend?
Well, the clash of the Titans continues to be Uranus, which represents innovation and change and breaking free from the status quo. That's Uranus's job. okay, and it's in Aries. So it's asking us on a personal level to really break free from things, look at things in a different way. It's no mistake that we're doing the kind of work we do, Maria, and David Icke does, and all the other wonderful guests you have on that are awakening humanity. That's our job, and that's Uranus's job. And the other Titan is Pluto. And so Pluto is in Capricorn, literally making its way through the organizations, the institutions, and literally transforming them from the inside out. So these are the two Titans. But in January, we also have Jupiter opposing Pluto at the end of the month. So it's like we're setting the tone for the first month of the year in a very dynamic way. So I have to include Jupiter in that. Jupiter opposing Pluto usually brings in tension or brings in high levels of energy, high levels of passion. So I would say look for something major from the middle of this month towards the end of the month, having to do with more passion, desire, moving forward. Now, I want to suggest this. You know, the United States is a Cancer nation. In other words, it was born on July 4th, 1776. So we're influenced by anything that happens to the sign of Cancer. Jupiter happens to be in Cancer all year, all the way until July the 24th. This will absolutely affect us in some way this year. The planets are saying something is going to take hold of the United States, or something big is going to change the United States. And this is really being highlighted between March and April of this year. So I want everyone to get their intuition in order, their radar, whatever they need to use to listen to what is taking place between March and April, because there's a transformational period right there that's going to affect the United States in some way. It could be Bitcoin, it could be economy, it could be another false flag, it could be anything. It's like it's a wild card. Remember, because we are creating our own reality now with this new energy. We are literally, whatever we want, we will begin to create, okay?
Right.
So, and I do have a meditation for April 15th, so I want to get into that in a little bit, too. I want everyone to meditate on April 15th or before it.
Right. Well, you know, there is a, I can feel that there is an awakening happening, and I think my own sense is we're going to see way more of it in 2014. People are really reaching that point, even though it takes forever, it seems, for Americans to wake the hell up. I'm noticing a lot of people really paying attention now, asking the right questions, and maybe they have lost enough to wake up. And I think that's going to keep happening all year. You know, I'm not basing that on astrology. I'm basing it on my own intuition.
Absolutely, and I hope it continues. Because all the people that I talk to, and even the clients, and even the Facebook posts. So I'll give you an example, chemtrails. We'll go back to chemtrails a second. Many people, you know, email me or message me about chemtrails. Where can I find more information? Is this really going on? People that ordinarily wouldn't pay attention. But because of the posting, and people are starting to take notice, hey, let me look up. That doesn't look natural. What the hell is that? You know, they're subconscious of being conditioned now slowly to say, hey, that is not normal. This isn't natural, you see. And so even I was even talking to a retired Navy man a while back, and he's curious now about what happened to JFK and what's really going on, and it seems like we're being lied to. And I'm like, oh, thank you. He's waking up too.
Right, so right.
It's definitely happening. This is an awakening process, and it's going to continue to accelerate. And this is another year where the acceleration is going to take place. Once the planets move into fire signs, this will be the second half of the year, especially when Jupiter enters Leo on July 25th. Now there's a desire now to take action or to move forward, you see. And they're not going to be able to stop the feeling of feeling happy and content, because Jupiter in Leo is a happy placement. It makes us feel more creative. It makes us feel more fun-loving, you see? So I would say from that point on, we definitely start feeling happier, or we have more of a desire to create something different in our lives, especially when Saturn moves out of Scorpio at the end of the year in December and moves into Sagittarius. By next year, we have a different optimistic view of the world, okay, just by these two planets alone, Jupiter in Leo and Saturn in Sagittarius. So when I wrote, I can't wait for 2015, I mean that, because there's going to be a different feel in the air. But this year, we have what we started in 2013, and we're moving forward into continuing to awaken, 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 and transform, transform it, transform the best way we can.
Right.
And it really starts with awareness.
Absolutely. So here's a little shameless plug for my show, Joe. When you meet these people and they're asking about JFK, they're asking about chemtrails, they want more information. I got 14 years of information on everything on my site. You know, they can just pop in, you know, JFK, and they're probably going to get 50 interviews with the best JFK experts. I'm just guessing a minimum of 50. So, you know, letting people know where they can find all the all that information without the fear and the selling and the bullcrap that goes on supposed alternative media in a calm place where they can actually laugh. You know, I was really pleased to get so many comments from people on New Year's Eve, especially on Facebook, telling me how much happier I made them this last year. These are from new people, new subscribers. Because once you can see through this illusion and the bullcrap and you learn how to laugh at it and you learn how to dissect it, it really doesn't affect you the same way it affects, you know, the willfully ignorant.
Oh, so true. I couldn't agree more. And that's the beauty of knowing what's going on, and that's what I suggest with the astrology. Mm-hmm. If you know you're being influenced by a cycle or something is happening, you know, you don't buy into it. You go, okay, that's happening. I'm going to adjust. I'm going to do the best I can. And so this year is going to be another one of those years where we need to adjust even more.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what the planets are indicating, major adjustment, even more so than last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we are setting the tone this month and going into, you know, February, March, April. These first 5 months are very pivotal in this transformation process. If we could break free, I'll give you an example. I'll jump right into it right now.
Okay.
We have a lunar eclipse on April 15th. Okay? A lunar eclipse in Libra. Lunar eclipses bring endings to things, folks. They bring endings.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to suggest to all your listeners, and please pass this along, that on coming up to April 15th, that we all meditate and envision the end of the Federal Reserve System, not just in this country, but maybe worldwide and these other countries, and the taxation and the illegal IRS department.
Right. What better day than April 15th? Isn't that the cutoff for your tax filing?
Exactly. But it symbolically represents an intention. And I don't care what you have to do. Light a few candles, go outside with some crystals, whatever
right.
It is. Set an honest intention, because if you get enough people to consciously bring this to their attention and willfully see it, not just meditate and wish for it to happen, just literally see it.
Right.
Wake
visualize
up
it.
And the Federal Reserve is gone. The IRS is gone. Okay? These central banking systems are gone. You see?
Sounds good to me. And people don't realize, you know, the way that we react to this illusion is how we continue to create it. So if we can all focus on a better world, we can create that. But because, you know, the media, everything's set up for us to focus on the negative, we tend to forget, you know. But, yeah, I did remember reading that there are, you know, quite a few eclipses this year that'll be pretty important.
Well, they're going to be four, again. And they're just like last year, they're in two of them, the solar eclipses are going to be in the money signs or the finance signs. So look for some sort of major changes to continue in the monetary policies or, the new currency or a new currency. I know the Bitcoin thing is still on the back burner, and everyone's keeping an eye on that. And, you know, but it's more about the changes that are taking place with the currency worldwide, because you and I both know we're at a standstill right now.
Mm-hmm.
These criminal bankers don't know what to do just yet, and everything's on hold.
Right.
So, but these other countries, the BRICS nations, are moving forward with their own currency. And so we see this dynamic change taking place. It's just a matter of time before the dollar either loses all of its value or collapses or loses its world reserve currency. And it could happen this year. Okay? And I'm not the only one saying this.
Right.
Many other professional experts are saying it.
Mm-hmm.
So look for something major, once again, around the eclipses. And that's going to be the one in October. That's the one in Scorpio. And then there's another eclipse that happens. I'm just looking at my ephemeris right now. April the 28th. That one is in Taurus. So Those two are very significant, along with April 15th being the lunar eclipse. That's very significant as well, Maria. So I would say all the months out of the year, I would strongly keep an eye on April.
Right.
This is the most significant month of the year, and October, April and October of this year. This is where we'll see some of the most significant changes.
Well, let's hope let's hope all governments on Earth just disappear. That would be a nice change. as far as I'm concerned. I saw a cute little posting this morning that said, if there's any aliens circling our planet, can you come in and run our government? Because it's being run by idiots. Don't we have a full moon in Cancer this month? And what does that mean? And that's around the middle of the month, isn't it?
Yes. Well, let me set the tone for this year. Right now, as we speak, on the 1st of January, this new moon reactivated the T-square and even on a larger picture, the Grand Cross. These are alignments in astrology that cause pressure in to shift or change. It causes tension. And I just keep saying, think of the terminology, a heavy cross to bear.
Right.
You know? That's what it means. Now, those of us that understand and get it and go and do, but those of us that don't, we'll sit there and ponder the past and ponder, oh, why is my life not moving? I can't find the right job and all the other stuff. So what's happening is this new moon reactivates that T-square / Grand Cross, and then on the 15th with the full moon, it brings in more energy and more passion because it's in the sign of Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So look for issues related to family members, emotions, feelings, relationships. You know, the littlest thing could just trigger an emotion or something that just comes right out, you see, especially around full moons.
Right.
So this month, the entire month, is high strung. It is high vibration.
Oh, great. Everybody be all neurotic all month.
It could be. You know, the downside could be lack of sleep. I know I've been having some trouble sleeping. You know, just sleep 3-4 hours and I'm up again. That could affect us in that way as well. And especially with Venus retrograde right now, which means we're going into the past, there'll be issues involving people from the past, situations from the past. How do we resolve the past, connecting with people from the past?
Uh-huh.
So that's what this full moon this month is going to bring on. It's going to bring on emotion. It's going to bring on feeling. And it doesn't have to be bad. It could be reconnecting with an old friend and saying, wow, what an experience we had.
Right.
You know, remember these good old days. You know, I really miss you, and I hope you do well in your life, and so on and so forth.
Right, exactly. So, well, you know, when you did when we did our little exchange a week or two ago, I don't even remember when that was, Joe. And you said, you know, people from the past would be showing up. You're absolutely right, because I did hear from somebody I haven't heard from in like 8 years. So I was like, wow, Joe was right on the money. One thing I would like to mention to my audience is, tonight is a new moon, okay, and as a teacher of the medicine wheel, the new moon is a time to put what you want or need or desire, I like to use the words desire and require, out to the universe. You know, whether you make a list, you go out and you speak it out loud under the new moon, because traditionally natives believe that what you ask for on a new moon will be delivered, if it's for your highest good, by the next full moon, which is on the 15th. Because people always ask me, you know, which moon should I do this on? Which moon should I do that on? And always, always approach this in a sacred way and in an attitude of gratitude. Because I keep telling people, if you're not thankful for what you have, why would the universe give you anything more?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. The new moons are for setting intentions. But here's my suggestion as well, that the more emotion and the more feeling that you involve yourself with that intention, and you already visualize yourself doing it or being in that place or that situation, the more you envision that and you attach this positive, loving emotion to it, the more likely you are to create it.
Well, you've all, you know, intentions are not good enough. You've got to put a little energy behind it, too.
Right, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So if you're going to say, oh, I want my life's partner to come in, and you lock yourself up in your room and expect it's just going to manifest out of thin air, guess what? It's not going to happen. Okay, you got to be out and about. You got to be out and about and available. You know, if your energy's tied to somebody else, guess what? Somebody else is not going to be able to attach to your energy field because it's already locked in with someone else's. So people need to be realistic. And this is a year more important than ever, Joe, for people to start really developing a spirituality and practice that works for them.
Absolutely. Haven't you noticed, Maria, and I know you have, and many of your listeners have, when you're feeling good, and you're just walking around feeling happy and content, you seem to be magnetic. You draw people to you or situations that make you smile and laugh.
Absolutely. So
that's the whole idea behind all this. That's the whole idea behind this awakening.
Absolutely.
It's getting into a state of consciousness where you feel content and happy and centered, and you realize that this is all a dream and you're experiencing it in a sort of a happy, blissful way.
Right. So, I mean, if your avatar is stuck in this computer game, you might as well be having some fun with it.
Exactly.
But the system isn't set up for you to think for yourself or to actually have fun. But there's no reason for you not to have fun. There's no other reason to come to this planet except to experience, you know, the pleasures of being in a body for a short time.
Oh, I totally agree.
You know, all the rest is just bullshit, and that's the way it is.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we got another new moon, two in a month. So they don't do they consider that a blue moon?
Yes, that's a blue moon. And this one is on the end of the month here. What is it? The 30th. Thank you. The 30th.
No problem.
This one is in Aquarius. This is about humanity. This is about humanity coming to terms with the future. It's about humanity just stepping up and saying, what am I going to do to help my fellow man? How am I going to break free from the restrictions that I've placed upon myself? How am I going to think outside the box? Because that's what new moons in Aquarius do. That you think outside the box, but it's also a visionary sign. So you may be dreaming one night, and all of a sudden you see what you have to do. Okay? And so this is the second new moon this month, and it will definitely help us in bringing in a vision or going in a new direction. And that's when the Jupiter opposing Pluto will also start kicking in.
Uh-huh.
We will begin to see more of this energy or this desire to move forward starting at the end of this month. This is a wonderful month, Maria, to set the tone for the rest of the year. No matter what happens,
right.
Set a major intention this month, and the planets will be behind you. Okay.
Well, then this is the time, you know, and I mean, hey, you know, this is the time everybody's got New Year's resolutions, okay, which I happen to think are, you know, they doom you from the beginning. It's just more pressure that you don't need to put on yourself. I'm sure you noticed my post yesterday where Happy New You in 2014,
yeah.
And people really need to understand what I mean by that, Happy New You instead of year, okay. It's, you know, every day you get a chance to start over again. It's not just January 1st. You know, you can create your life any which way you want from the minute you wake up. You know, you don't have to wait for an occasion, you know, or participate. I hate to be a negative Nelly. Participate in some satanic ritual known as New Year's Eve. But that's a show for another day. Joe, we're going to go to a short break. When we get back, of course, we're going to continue this discussion. And, of course, I'm going to tell the audience, you know, stay with us. We're going to be giving out your personal horoscope for the month. And, again, I'm going to tell you, you need to listen to all three, your rising sign, your sun, and your moon. But the best way to really know what's going on for you is get your chart done and then get your progressed charts done so you know when to zig and when to zag in the upcoming year. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow. One solid hour of commercial-free information thanks to you. The person who wants truth has the integrity and understanding to support it with your donation and subscription. Maria believes people can handle the truth and delivers it tirelessly with those with ears to listen. 14 years on the net. Won't you take a moment right now to commit to a subscription of your choice at www.maria.net. That's M-E-R-I-A.net. Over 1,100 hours of pure education all in one place, 24/7 and all downloadable. Knowledge is power. Sharing that knowledge is wisdom. Together we can change the world and create real hope. Now let's get back to the Maria Heller Show.
Okay, welcome back to the show with my co-host, Joe Anthony. We've been doing this show for a couple of years now, Joe. Top of the month, first Wednesday of every month, you could tune in to, you know, Stars Are Us and know what's coming, and it's always good to know in advance. Again, get over to Joe's website, planetswithin.com. Check out his work. He puts out a free newsletter every month. It's wonderful. And he's an astrologer I trust, and actually does my astrology. So, again, planetswithin.com. Joe, before the break and before we get into, you know, everybody's personal horoscopes, which always interests me because I know people of all these signs, so at least it gives me a clue of what to expect from them for the rest of the month. Where do you think we're going to be at by the end of 2014?
Well, whatever gets implemented this year, whether it's monetary policies, whether it's some sort of change in the government, will bring greater awareness, like, oh, another significant change or turning point. But this journey of awakening will continue. By the end of the year, we should start feeling more happier or feeling that we just took a weight off our shoulders, mm-hmm. you see, on a personal level.
Right.
And it's going to involve something significant, again, that we need to pay attention to. And so we'll just feel that going into 2015, I like 2015 a whole lot better in terms of astrology, because it's going to be like, okay, we're starting to move out of this doldrums or these heavyweight alignments that are occurring, you see? Mm-hmm. So by the end of the year, we'll feel it. And I think we'll start feeling it actually, like I said earlier, after July the 25th. But look for some major events, and if I can, Marie, I just want to outline quickly what I see
Absolutely.
Things happening over the year
sure.
are going to be, and I'll keep it short.
Go ahead.
Is that
sure?
Okay.
You got the floor, Jeff.
Okay, we got the look for monetary changes or Bitcoin becoming more prevalent, inflation increases. Criminal bankers go for broke, and that's one thing that I, you know, that's very important, because here we have, they don't know which way to turn, so they're going to go for the gusto, you know, implement everything they can.
Right.
The major eclipses will continue to signal financial changes. That's, you know, very important. Look for issues around the Middle East. This could be talks that fall apart, especially when Mars in Libra goes retrograde from March the 7th all the way to May the 19th. This is a very significant time, so pay attention, folks, for any conflicts or any issues with the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
More whistleblowers coming out, Maria. Hey, yay.
Yay. Big time, yay.
Yeah, exactly. That one I see more in August 2014. I see more whistleblowers coming forth and saying, hey, enough is enough. We've got to get rid of this system we have in place with the NSA and all this other stuff. Look for changes in the entertainment industry. This is going to be big when Jupiter goes into Leo. You know, Hollywood may start changing the way it does business.
Actually put out talented people?
What's that?
Will they actually start putting out talented people instead of the mind-controlled satanic forces that they put in front of us all year long?
I hope so, but I think the Internet's going to play a major role in Hollywood even more. So they'll probably start tuning them on, you know, going from the big screen to Internet, and then start charging people to watch movies online. That sort of thing.
Right.
Look for a major event in February. This is such an interesting time with the Mercury retrograde and all these alignments. Look for some major event in February. Could be a false flag. Could be some sort of awakening of some sort. Could be a major weather-related issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I want people to pay attention to that. The biggest time of the year to look for a possible false flag will be March and April.
Mm-hmm.
This could also be something to do with meteors. All right, meteor showers or seeing something to do with another comet or something along those lines, okay? And as far as the stock market and all that stuff, look for that stuff to really start heating up in May. May seems to be an indication of some heavy-duty alignments in May, which could affect the market. And what else did I have here? Towards the end of the year, new direction, new policies, and reducing some of the restrictions. That would be in fall. I see that being an issue as well. So, I mean, that sets the tone for what's coming this year, but it's going to be another one of those years, you know, where we're going to have to just pay extra attention to what's going on.
Right. Well, you and I do that all the time. That's another plus for our listeners. And we had that discussion before the show when I said to you, I'm sitting here with an ice pack on my lower back. People don't realize how committed we are to do what we do. You know, it's like nothing stops us. You know, and some days I wonder if we should be committed for that. But, you know, the times are precious right now. You know, this is it. This is the make it or break it next few years. You know, we're either going to survive as a species or not. You know, the time for lollygagging and bullshitting's over. You know, especially with what's going on with Fukushima. So people are either going to start sending thoughts to, you know, cleaning up the earth, or, you know, it's going to be endgame. So, you know, I don't want to be, you know, look, I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but like I tell all my friends, I know too much. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know what I learn from this reality, and I know what I get taught when I'm sleeping at night. So, you know, I don't get a break, Joe. Anyhow, let's make it our year, and that's the truth of it. We've got to talk to people, anybody that'll listen. You know, I don't care who it is. You know, the person bagging your groceries at the grocery store. You know, just talk to anybody that's got ears stuck to their head, and don't waste time arguing with people that want to argue, because they've already made their soul's decision. That's what I try to explain to people, especially, you know, around the holidays when they're disgusted with their family and the family gives them so much shit, they can't even talk freely. And I'm like, don't argue with people like that, because they've already made their decision, you know, so their soul is already sealed. Go and look for the people that want to know what you have to say.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, Maria, this is a 7 year.
Mm-hmm.
And so 7 years is a very spiritual year.
Right.
This is a year where we must pay attention to the intuition even more, or even more so. And please spend time meditating. And that just means 15, 20 minutes a day by yourself, either outside, in nature would be the best case scenario, because that's when you're really connecting with the earth and the higher consciousness and the life around you.
Right.
So,
and isn't the seventh house also all about partnerships? So wouldn't it be, you know, something else that's going to play big time this year?
Absolutely. You see, as I said earlier, Mars is in Libra, the sign of relationships as well. And being this is a 7 year, yes, it's all about relationships. It's all about karmic relationships, but not just with, you know, us in a personal sense, but with a higher consciousness. Remember, if we are multidimensional beings living in existence in multiple universes or multiple realities, we also have to get in touch with these other realities as well, you see?
Right.
So I know that sounds a little too metaphysical for some people, but it's true, you know?
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, some people are in touch, you know, people that, you know, see orbs, people that, you know, see spirits, people that are channeling, you know, if they're for real, a lot of them aren't. But, you know, it's interesting because I'm reading just about this in Michael Recchia's new book, which I got yesterday, and he calls it Transmissions. What a clever title. But, you know, Joseph, who he channels, really answers a lot of questions very directly, not like that BS from, you know, Conversations with God. I mean, you're getting direct answers in the book. And he does talk about, you know, when you become spiritual, and of course he promotes meditation, you know, you start to become aware of everything else. You start realizing that you're never alone, you never were alone. And you can tune in to what I like to call the things that are happening in the space in between things.
Well said. Well said, absolutely. I would totally agree with you there. But that's what this is all about.
Right. So it should be a fun year for, you know, for spiritual people. If you're journeying, you know, this should be an exceptional year to tap into other worlds, other dimensions, and your higher self.
Exactly. All right. With that said, let me go over the signs, each one of the signs for the year. And I'm going to keep it real short, folks, because there's a lot.
Yeah, I know. I was reading it. It was like, wow, these are pretty lengthy this month. But that's good.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to start off with Aries. Aries, what can I say? You guys are innovative, and you'll continue to be innovative this year because Uranus is in Aries. So there's no holding you guys back. These squares, these T-squares are activating your energy. Please take advantage of it. You guys, if you guys find something that you're passionate about, go and do it. And this year will be one of those years. Many of you may be moving this year, changing residence, feeling much more creative the second half of the year. So whatever it is that your desire or intentions, work-related and home are a major issue, especially with partnerships. So please take advantage of the opportunities this year. Taurus, what can I say? Your public life, you're going to be traveling much more this year. You're going to be learning, teaching, educating. This is all about getting information out there or teaching others around you. But it's also going to be a year where there's a lot more playfulness, okay? So no holding back, Taurus. This is a year to really take advantage of these energies and start getting your message out. Gemini, what can I tell you? The psychological changes that you guys have been going through the last 2 years will continue this year for the first half of the year. And so your focus will be primarily on work and income and partnerships. Many Geminis are in relationships right now. And so you're feeling this connection on a deeper level with another person. So this year will continue that path of going deep within yourself and your partner to discover who you really are. You see? And it's a good year for making money. So pay attention, look for opportunities that will help you in every way. But remember, it's a psychological year for you Geminis, so please take advantage of your intuition and move forward. Hmm. Cancer. This is a month, January starts off with relationship issues, starting with new partnerships, reconnecting with people from the past. As I wrote in my newsletter, many Cancers are getting married or thinking about getting married or wanting to find a partner and settle down. This is the year where you have the wind at your back with Jupiter in Cancer. It'll be in Cancer all the way until July, one of your birth months. So take advantage. There's nothing slowing you down except you. Don't be afraid. Because after July, you've got Jupiter in Leo, which you're going to change your focus to money and things that you want to achieve. But more importantly, many Cancers may have pregnancies or want a strong desire for having children this year.
Oh boy!
So if you're going to get
I was just thinking of a Cancer that's really close to me, and I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, exactly. So Cancers, children are going to be very important this year for you guys. Having them, taking care of them, the whole nine yards. And this could also be an area for a lot of creativity for most of you Cancers. So pay attention, go in that direction. Great time to meet new people. Now this year is a great year to meet new people. Leo, your focus this entire year is going to be on your career. What is it that you really want? Go after it. Because the planets and the new moon today on the 1st are highlighting your career house, taking care of your health, taking care of your responsibilities. This entire year is going to be about that. Yes, your energy level hasn't been as high as it normally is, but once July hits, July the 25th, you've got Jupiter in your sign. There is nothing holding you back anymore. You know, let the lion roar, and that's what's going to happen to you guys. You're going to feel an explosion of creativity happening the second half of the year. So in the meantime, focus on what you want the first couple of months of the year. Go after it, and by the second half of the year, you guys should be riding high. Hmm. Virgo. Okay, Virgo, here we go. Virgo, you guys have been going through a lot of emotional changes this past year, and this year you'll continue some of those emotional changes, okay? Having to do with home life, having to do with your foundation. There's a lot of things changing below your feet. You know, you think the world is not solid anymore. Hmm. And so what you have is you've got these planets that are affecting your emotional life. And so it's not something you really want to deal with, but it's changing. It's asking you to get closer to family. It's asking you to get closer to people in your life that you really value, mm-hmm. you know. So this is what's happening to you guys. This entire year coming up, it is more about reaching out to the people closest to you, your children, your siblings, your parents, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. So please keep this year, especially the first half of the year, connect with what you have to connect with. Stay away from the indecisiveness because Mars is in Libra. It's going to be a little indecisive regarding your career or making money, but that doesn't mean you slow down and do nothing. But the second half of the year is definitely much better for a lot more creativity. So I want you to focus on the second half of the year being much more rewarding for you guys. Libra, what can I say? You've got Mars in your sign all the way until July. My goodness. Hmm. You're feeling itchy. You're feeling restless. You want to go. You want to do. You want to see. And unfortunately, Mars in Libra is not the greatest for motivation. It becomes very indecisive. So you guys are going to have days where you're so motivated, and then you'll have days where you're not sure where you want to go. And so what you have this year is, because Mars is in Libra, you have a lot of motivation to do things and change things, but be careful of relationship issues, because Mars in Libra will cause relationship issues. You know, the smallest thing could just irritate you or irritate your partner. So I want you to pay attention. You're one of the four signs that's in that T-square or that grand cross. Remember, it's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So you, the cardinal signs, you four are getting the brunt of this energy. Please realize it. Don't buy into it. When you feel that energy is weird, just sit back, meditate, and say, I'm going to do the best I can.
Right. Not a time to start having an argument with somebody.
Exactly.
Zip the lip.
In March and April, I would say, do not get into any arguments with anyone in those months, because they can be very explosive, you see. Libras, this is a great year for you guys, especially the second half, again, about going after a new project, a new venture, making more money or income, if that's your desire. There's more intensity and passion the second half of the year for Libras. All right. Scorpio, what can I say? You guys have had Saturn in your sign for quite a while, and most of this year you will continue to have Saturn in your sign all the way until December of 2014.
Yeah.
So what this is doing, what's that, Marie?
I just said, wow, I was feeling sorry for them.
Well, next year it's Sagittarius.
Happy day.
Yeah, but you know, Saturn doesn't have to be something bad. It just forces us to focus our attention and it says, is this what you really want? You better go after it. I'm going to make you work hard for it to go get it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's a disciplined planet. And so this year for Saturn, for Scorpio, you guys are definitely in this mode of, I need to take care of my health, I need to focus on my responsibilities and my job, I need to focus on thinking clearer or getting my perception clearer because of Saturn being in Scorpio, you see? But it's also a great alignment for psychic ability. So you guys better listen to your psychic ability. There's a lot of karma for you guys this year. So pay attention to the karma. Pay attention to the intuitions. Because this is going to be an amazing year if you listen to that intuition and you ask for what you want and then you go after and get it. Remember, the more disciplined you are this year, Scorpio, and the more, that you listen to your intuition and follow that path, the more successful you'll become. Okay? Here we go, Maria, Sagittarius.
Can't wait.
All right? For you guys, this year is going to be a very interesting year. You've got lots of opportunity this year, and I even wrote about it in the January newsletter, where this new moon sets off many opportunities this month to go in a new direction or to take on new projects or money-making opportunities, you see? And many of the Sagittarius clients that I have already have started that. They're like, oh, yeah, I got a new job. I'm going to start this new business and so on and so forth. So, Sagittarius, you're going to start off the new year in a very positive way. So let the momentum keep you going, without a doubt. And what's going to help you a lot is going to be in July when Jupiter goes into Leo. My God, talk about having more fun. Talk about being more creative, much like Leo. You're going to be feeling the need for travel, exploring. You're going to have a lot more fun, a lot more laughter the second half of the year. So focus on that. But this is a positive year for basically just taking charge of your life, as opposed to last year, it was struggling and more of a, I'm not sure what the heck's happening and so on and so forth. But this year is a much more positive year for you Sagittarians than last year.
Yay.
Okay? Exactly. And then by the end of the year, really into 2015, when Saturn goes into Sagittarius, you have more discipline. Because Sagittarians can go, you know, here and there and scramble themselves, but next year you'll have more discipline to do what you want. So set everything you want in motion this year, get it in place, so by the time next year comes around, you're literally putting everything in motion and you're in smooth sailing. Here's the second half, Maria. We got Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
What can I say, Capricorn? You got five planets. You start off the new year with five planets in your sign. You guys are like the rock stars this month, okay, of the zodiac. And so, you know, you're getting a lot more attention. You're focusing on yourself. Many of you are hitting the gym or you're feeling really good about yourselves. The energy is high. And this is going to be the theme throughout the year. There'll be ebbs and flows. throughout the year of this energy that comes in, especially when that T-square and grand cross gets activated. Mm-hmm. Okay? Please do not take anything personally, guys, because you know it's the energy that's coming in. You know you're one of the four cardinal signs that's getting affected. So when you have those moments, just say, I will do the best I can. I understand what's happening. It's all for my best, you know, my highest good.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very dynamic year again for you Capricorns, okay, having to do with your own self-image, your own perception of how you want to be seen in the world, and relationships. Okay, let's face it, if things are not working out with a certain relationship, things have to change. All right, don't just sit there and beat yourself up over it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a year where you're really going to just take a look at everything across the board. Okay, this is what I need to do here. I need to take care of this. I need to take care of that. And that's what you're doing. You're focusing on cleaning out the old stuff for the new. All right, Aquarius. Here we go, Aquarius. You've got an interesting month ahead of you as well. This is going to be a very dynamic year as well. You've got Mars in Libra, air sign, and so relationships, love, and creativity are really a major theme for you guys this year. So many of you may be getting into new relationships, or already are in new relationships that started early in that last year. So your theme is going to be, how do I sustain this relationship? Because Aquarians are not the best at staying in relationships. They get bored, they get restless, they detach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is going to be a year for you Aquarians to literally say to yourselves, do I really love this person? Can I grow with this person? Can we be best friends? So the theme is going to be creativity and love. Okay, guys? So I want you to think in those terms. Creativity, love, exploration, learning. You're learning. This is a year for you guys to learn. Don't just sit there and kind of ponder everything constantly. This is a year to learn and to literally look at things in a different way. So this month, with the new moon at the end of January, I mean, just go in the direction you want. This is, the wind is at your back. So do it. Go. And last but not least, Maria,
Pisces,
the fishies. Okay? You Pisces are really in an interesting place because you have Neptune in your sign, so your intuition is going off the wall, and it will stay that way until for many years. And you have Jupiter in Cancer, and you have Saturn in Scorpio, fellow water signs. So you guys are feeling much more sensitive than normal, okay? And you want to channel this energy towards feelings and emotions and feeling close to someone or touching or being held and so on and so forth. Totally normal, Pisces. So throughout this entire year, you will continue that pattern of reconnecting with people from the past or feeling connected on such a deep level with people. So make it fun. Say when you meet people, send them warm, loving energy, and they'll return it in favor, you see? So this is going to be a great year for you guys to just open your hearts even more and connect to anyone or everyone, okay? And you don't have to do it in a physical way, but you can connect with them on an emotional, psychological, spiritual way. And in turn, that will feed your need to feel connected. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So please don't lose any faith because, again, we're going to be going through a lot of ebbs and flows. So try not to worry too much. But overall, anyway, this is a brief overview, Maria. I know I talk a lot quickly at this end.
Thank God you're Italian and you can maintain all that talking in a row. Is your hand tired now?
Absolutely.
Was it flailing around? That was great, Joe. Thank you so much. And I guess I look forward to talking to you again at the top of the month next month. So, you know, people want to know what's going on. It's always better to know in advance and know what you're dealing with than just playing it by ear. So thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you, Maria, and have a wonderful new year, guys, everyone.
Thank you. You too. Take care, Joe.
Thanks.
Joe Anthony. Check him out at planetswithin.com. His work is excellent. Sign up for his free newsletter. Good news, Lynn Stewart was finally released from prison today. In case you didn't know that, if you don't know who I'm talking about or Lynn Stewart's real story for being a political prisoner in the U.S., check my archives because I had a great interview with Lynn. I will be back tomorrow with all the news you need to know. And again, thank you for supporting my work, and I'll see you guys then.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.